Welcome to Issues of Life on Spirit 88.3 FM. 60 minutes of news, prophecies, music, and the Word every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Get revived, inspired, motivated, and warned about the times you're living in. Prophecies of old are unfolding right before our eyes every day. Verses in the Bible are today's headline news. Don't be ignorant, but be an informed believer. Join Brother Eben for the next 60 minutes and be blessed. Get this edition and others from spiritissues.info.
We'll be good.
Thank you for joining this evening. I'm Eben, and good evening. We thank God for another month, the first Saturday, November. And indeed, the year is gradually drawing to a close, and doesn't seem to be ending in a way people may have planned and expected things to be. But I believe listeners of Issues should not be surprised by the way things are happening in the world. You know, a lot of things I've been saying in the course of the year, from last year coming, we are seeing it happening and unfolding gradually. You know, I remember some of the things I said right from the beginning of the year. You know, when it comes to some of these things, it's normally difficult for people to accept on the onset when you start saying things like that, but over a period of time the reality begins to dawn on people. And I believe sometimes if we act earlier and faster, it's better than to take a wait and see posture in some things. And I believe those who understand what I'm saying would understand why I'm saying so. And indeed, we are in a times where we need God, and we are going to need God more than ever before in our lives, because the world is moving, not moving, but the world has moved into a new phase, and the new stage the world is in is not a pleasant one. Yes, globally, we've entered a new phase. It's not a pleasant one. No, spiritually, physically, economically, a whole lot of things are in this new phase where, you know, things are just starting on the gradual notes in this new phase that the world has moved into. And I believe we would quickly have to understand the seriousness of these times and know how to live our lives. Actually, if you've been following this program closely from the beginning of the year till tonight, you would have noticed that most of the things, the messages and things I've been talking about this year on Issues is geared towards preparing you towards these times, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, even physically, things we should be doing, like the food stuff and all those things. So I believe It should have been a process of preparing yourself. When we are still talking about it, we are still going to talk about it tonight. I'll first get into some of the news happening this week, and then I'll get back to the Word of God. We'll talk more. But the bottom line is, as believers, we should understand the times we are in so that we will know how to live our lives. All right, so let's get rolling. Let's start with the news. We'll just look at a few today. We are in Ghana, so let's start with Ghana. This headline, I saw it on my Joy Online, I believe. Yeah, and this is to do with GUTA, Ghana Union of Traders Association. And they say that they've hinted of product shortages ahead of the festive season. When I saw it, I wasn't surprised, because I've been doing my checks, talking to people in the industry, importers, and all the warehouse owners and all. I mean, I've done a lot. I've been doing a lot of checks, you know, so that when I come to my radio program, I'll be speaking what is facts and what is really the reality. And so when I saw this Gutta news this week, I wasn't surprised. Gutta, the headline says, Gutta hints at product shortage ahead of festive season. So the Ghana Union of Traders Association has hinted of likely shortage of goods during the festive season in December. It says containers, that's the shipping containers, are coming out of the port nothing good to write home about. Public Relations Officer Joseph Paddy told Joy Business that people are not importing because of the rising cost of duty and freight charges as a result of the depreciation of the cedi. Containers that are coming out of the port are nothing good to write home about. People are not importing. Okay, yeah, that's what I read. Then they prefer to keep their monies in treasury bills rather than import and lose, he said. He said, so at the point, people, yeah, so that, like, they're not importing, they are keeping their money, because if you import, you can't sell, break even, or even maximize. So what we are going to see in the shortest possible time, we are going to see a shortage of goods. Mr. Paddy explained further that the cost of living is so high that traders cannot import. Seriously, you can't import at that point and make profit. So they are not importing. I went to the port yesterday. That's November 1st, 2022. It's an eyesore. No containers are coming out of the ports. Even Golden Jubilee, where they clear about 100 containers a day, you go there and it's about 2 containers or 30 containers, he added. And indeed, what he said, yes, I've spoken to people, and that's the reality. I went to a warehouse this week, and I was speaking to the gentleman there. He said, yes, they used to take delivery of 7 containers per week. And this is a very big one of the big warehouses in town. But now they are taking delivery of only 2 per week. That's serious. Then he told me, look inside. Do you see the reduction? Go to the back. And the boys who offload the goods, the sacks and boxes, when the food and things come, go to the back and see them. They are sleeping. God, there's no work to be done. This is just this week. I spoke to an importer who told me she's ordered for things 3 weeks. This was last week before. Okay, last week I didn't come to issue. So yeah. And 3 weeks, she can't get a ship to bring her goods to Ghana because, you know, freight is expensive now. And then two, the goods, since goods are not coming to Ghana, there's a delay. You know, ships, the containers have to be, it should be full to some capacity before they can add you to the route. So if, let's say, her container is the only one coming to Ghana, it doesn't make business sense to add Tema to their schedule and come just to come and drop one container and pay all the port charges and everything and so go. It should be some number of containers before it will make economic sense for a cargo ship to come to the port. And since a lot of people are not importing from what the Gutta boss is saying, then her container is not coming. So sometimes they even take the container, and after a while, better deals come from to other routes, and they offload your container again, put it down. So it's not really a pleasant case. It's not at all. But well, that's the issue at stake. And I believe I've been saying these things already in this program. So listeners should not be alarmed by what is happening. I foretold you these things earlier. So we should be aware that it's unfolding just as I've been saying. And that's the reality of the times we are in. Unfortunately, you know, I see people who think, oh, it's a short term, just a few months by Christmas, everything will be over. Unfortunately, I hate to say this, but unfortunately, that's not the case. We are in for a very, very rough ride. It's not a short-term issue. It's not a short-term issue. God willing, next week, I hope to talk to one gentleman. He's in Cape Coast, so maybe by phone. And for him to share some of the things the Lord has been showing him. You know, he's been sharing them with me from last year. And it's unfolding. I mean, it's just unfolding. This week, I had a chat with Atoru. I'm not sure. You have to talk about some of these things for listeners to know. Because God is showing these things to you, not just for your own consumption, but to warn people to know what is at stake and what is coming, so that they can know how to pray, how to put their lives in order and all that. So I told him, and he said, okay. It was just on Thursday that I... So he said, okay, let's make it God willing. Like, we'll pray about it, and God willing, next week. And so that you can really have an idea of what the Lord is telling his children. I know other prophets who have been warning and saying things. It seems we find ourselves in times where, well, due to the falsehood that has really overtaken the system, a lot of people do not really pay much attention to what the true prophets are saying. But the fact that there's falsehood does not mean everybody is false. There are still true prophets of the Lord who will say exactly what the Lord says they should say and see exactly what the Lord wants them to see, and they say it. And I believe some of these warnings are clear. Let me just give one example. In May, around May, thereabout, I was in Accra at a program. This gentleman I'm talking about, he sent me a message of the price of diesel and petrol. You know, the Lord shows him visions, prices of items and all that. And when he showed it to me, it was diesel 21 cedis. So as soon as I saw it, I knew before the year will end, it will hit this thing. Now this week, it crossed to 23 cedis 49. You know, so it's not really a pleasant thing at all. I mean, and some of the recent ones, the Lord has been showing him it's really some way. You know, so we have to understand the times so that it builds, we see the need to why we should build our faith. The Lord doesn't give these warnings for his children to be afraid. He gives these warnings to his children so that they will be fortified and they will see the need why they should be fortified and the need for him, God. Because what's the essence of God showing his children, this is going to happen, that is going to happen, and then for what? It's for us to know how to do things, even in prayer, how to pray, so that we don't pray amiss. If in planning, we know how to plan. You know, so it's so critical we hear the voice of God. We know exactly what God is saying in times like this. It's so crucial. It's so, so, so crucial. All right, let me get into a few more. How Europe's energy crisis is becoming an economic crisis. You know, I remember, I think April, on one of the editions in April, I sat here, I talked about diesel, how diesel is going to be used as one of the tools. You know, that will push a lot of the things happening. The globalists have planned it. Listeners of this program, I've been saying that some of these things. How, you see, when you want to really hit food production in the world, it hits diesel. Because the entire supply chain of food is diesel powered. From the farm tractors, combine harvesters, whatever, planters, all the powered machines in the agro sector are diesel powered. Now, the trucks, the trailers, the tractors, all diesel powered. the machines to the warehouses, all those diesel powered. Even the cargo ships, the form of a diesel powered system. Offloading from the cargo through the harbor to the transportation is diesel. To the warehouses, diesel. So when diesel is pushed up to be very expensive in the world, the ripple effect really pushes food up the roof. And that's exactly what we are seeing. I said it in April. And the end is not yet. I mean, the prices of diesel, it will still go higher and higher. Right now in the U.S., there's the fear that they have less than roughly about 3 weeks of diesel consumption, diesel left, for them to run out of diesel in the U.S. You know, other countries are having... That's why freight, the ships, some things that people were paying, freight that would have been $6,000. Now some are being charged $17,000, $18,000 for that same container. So you see, so the cost of everything is going up. We are seeing cost going, things, items going up here and all that. It's not just because I hear people, businessmen, people are trying to profit here and all. Oh yeah, of course, there are a few of such cases. But the larger issue is the cost of the thing. Before you get it through the harbor system, like what the Gutterman is saying, the shipment and everything, it's just too expensive now. It's too expensive. So it's making things more expensive at the end of the buyer, at the end of the chain. So we should see where these things are leading us to. More hardship, more economic challenges for the world. I read to you IMF reports, World Bank report concerning 2023, all their projections. I mean, read what JP Morgan, all these financial systems, analyst companies and all, saying about the coming year, they all don't look good. You see, so we should understand some of these things as believers so that we then know how to position ourselves. We should understand. It's important to really have information in the times we are in so that you are guided by it, so that you know exactly where we are. So Europe now is having a serious energy crisis. And it's affecting in that factories. Some are over 100 years old. They are all collapsing. They are closing in Germany. There is a crisis in the world. You see, so the world is being pushed. It's being pushed. We are being pushed to the point where eventually it will trigger other cascading effects. They are just preparing the world for the Antichrist system. That's all that is happening. That's all that is happening. They know the buttons to press and the effects it will create. So I gave you diesel as one of the examples, that you push the diesel button, the whole world production and supply chain is heavily affected. So that's exactly what we are feeling in Ghana as well. Look at the cost of diesel. So it's not ending. It's just going to go higher and higher. So the energy issues, now the world is facing two key issues, energy and then food. And these things are the driving forces of a lot of inflation in a lot of countries, even including Ghana. So you touch one and then the ripple effect goes on and on. And that's why I believe the Lord knew how serious some of these things are going to be. That's why he started warning his children ahead of time. Then let me get into North Korea unleashes biggest one-day missile barrage. So South Korea responds with missile launches. So one of the 23 missiles launched by North Korea land 16 miles away from South Korea's sea border. They fired 20 missiles on Wednesday in the direction of South Korea, and at least one landed near the rival's tense sea border. South Korea retaliated by firing its own test missiles, sending some citizens to evacuate in underground shelters. This is the most missiles North Korea has ever fired in one day, and the first time a short-range ballistic missile has landed near South Korea's territory since 1945, when the peninsula was divided. The launches came hours after North Korea threatened to use nuclear weapons to get the U.S. and South Korea to pay most horrible price in history, as it has intensified its fiery rhetoric targeting the ongoing South Korean U.S. military drills that it views as an invasion rehearsal. So, the world is not at peace. We are already battling with the Russian-Ukraine war, which has passed on to every place. The world is feeling it, and a country like Ghana is feeling it more than even the Ukrainians. And now, North Korea and South Korea too, tension is rising there. It doesn't end there. South Korea scrambles fighter jets after detecting, yes, this was just yesterday, 180 North Korean warplanes. So yesterday, North Korea, they flew 180 warplanes. Actually, these people just don't want us to have our peace. So that was some high tension thing, 180 planes. That's a huge number. So South Korea also had to retaliate by also scrambling this. It doesn't end there. Now Taiwan scrambles jets. That's today. Taiwan scrambles jets and missile systems after detecting 11 Chinese warplanes and vessels near island. You know, wars, rumors of wars, you know, we are, the Bible is just obvious. It said that we are going to see these things, we are going to hear these things. That's when you think one is ending, another comes up. Just when you think things are settling, another, a bigger one comes up. That's the state of the world. Whilst you are still looking at something, you hear something else elsewhere. Whilst you are even turning to look at that one, you hear another behind you. This is the state where we are headed into, where we will just be surrounded by events and situations. We'll be hearing and hearing and hearing things. But these are the times where we have to really build our faith, strengthen ourselves, so that we are not afraid of the things we are hearing. And tonight, that's what I'm talking about, that we should not be afraid. We should not be afraid. And let's get to the next news. Where in India, Hindu mob and off-duty police officer attack Christian prayer gathering in India. So nearly 2 weeks after a mob of Hindu nationalists accompanied by an off-duty police officer physically assaulted 15 Christians gathered in a private home for prayer in the eastern state of Chhattisgarh. Local police still refused to register the victims' complaints, saying they had orders not to file any case against or related to Christian persecution. I mean, how can this be a police system? That is really unfair. The mob barged into the Christian home and launched attack on the district at 9 p.m. on October 21st. The UK-based group Christian Solidarity Worldwide reported this week, adding that the attackers demanded that they forsake their religion. And this is one of the things that I just don't get it. Why somebody's religion should be your headache? Why should it be a headache? Anyway, let's finish off in the UK, and it doesn't get better. Bishop advocates for Church of England to allow blessing of same-sex unions. A bishop in the Church of England has released an essay arguing that clergy within the denomination should be allowed to bless same-sex unions. The Right Reverend Steve Croft, the Bishop of Oxford, released a lengthy essay on Friday titled Together in Love and Faith, arguing that the Church of England should remove its prohibition on blessing same-sex unions. I confirm my affection and respect for those who will want to argue in good conscience against change and potential provision for such change. I also make no claim whatsoever to infallibility. I may be wrong, either in detail or in the overall argument, wrote Croft in his introduction. However, the church will not be led into true and accurate discernment as we each honestly and faithfully share the best perspective we can, and subject those views to the wisdom of the whole church. And then you ask yourself, so in all these talks, where is the Bible? Where is the Bible? One, where is the Holy Spirit? That is, even if he's there. Because these things shouldn't even come up for discussions at all. Where Paul says fornication should not even be named once amongst you. So how come these things are justified and argued about in the first instance in the so-called church? Clearly something is amiss. And I believe it's sad, but that's the word of God happening, unfolding right before our eyes. So let's just take a little break, encourage ourselves. I'll be back, and then we get into the word of God. Let me play this song by Victoria Orinze. I will not be afraid. I no go fear.
Go full of faith. No fear. I know they fear. No fear. Don't be afraid. No fear. I know they fear. I refuse to be afraid. For those of you in Canada that don't understand, I know they fear, means I won't fear. I know they fear. Those of you around the world that don't understand, I know they fear. I know go fear. It means I won't fear. I refuse to fear. Do you understand me? So make this your declaration in this new year, in 2022. Make it your declaration. Say it all by yourself again and again. Good things are coming to you. Bad news are not coming to you. Bad things are not coming to you. Your portion you will receive. What is yours you will have. What belongs to you you will get. No man will take your portion. No man will take what belongs to you. The Lord will preserve what belongs to you. This year you will lead many to Jesus. This year you will know Jesus more, and you will lead many to Jesus. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This year, Lord, you go ahead of us. This year, you are aligning everything. This year, things are falling in place for us. This year, all the land will yield for us. This year, Lord, you go ahead of us. This year, you are aligning everything. Things are falling in place for us. This year, all the land will yield for us. So I walk in all God has for me. I recover everything. I walk in all God has for me. Because Christ.
Me.
beautiful song by Victoria Orinzi. Well, you know, that's the essence of the song, to encourage us that we should not be afraid. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Fear is a spirit. We have to understand that first and foremost. You know, there's a normal reaction to seeing things, hearing things. Yes. The initial response, normal human instinct, is to be afraid. But the fact that fear is a spirit means how we react is also important. Let's get a better understanding from how Jesus dealt with a situation in Luke chapter 8, 49 and 50. You know, where prior to that, the woman with the issue of blood touched Jesus, was in the crowd and all that. So 48, and he said unto her daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith has made thee whole, go in peace. 49, while he yet speak, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead. So this was, I think, Jairus' daughter, I believe. So who had come to see Jesus to go and pray for the daughter who was sick. So whilst he speak, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying, thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. Thy daughter is dead. You know, this statement, if you are a father, you are a mother, you hear this statement, thy daughter is dead. Your daughter is dead. It's such a big blow that it will virtually influence your thinking immediately. Whatever follows is based on what you just heard. It will paralyze you emotionally. It will virtually change you when you hear this statement, thy daughter is dead. But then the interesting part is how Jesus reacted in verse 50, Luke 8:50. But when Jesus heard it, so that means this was an audible, open talk. So Jesus also heard it. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. But the first four words is very instructive. Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. Why did Jesus counter their negative words with fear not, believe only? Because you see, the fact that they said thy daughter is dead, the spirit of fear has been sown in the man. He heard it. And this has come with something that will paralyze his faith, something that will demoralize him. It's like it's finished, it's over. So Jesus had to counter it, fear not. The fact that, you see, let's also understand that Jesus also is God. He knows everything. So Jesus knew exactly what the words that have been said will make to this man, or is making, or is happening within him. He knew. That's why he had to say this, fear not. He knew that the words that were spoken had affected the man. So he had to counter it by saying, fear not, believe only. You know, we are in a stage of the world where there are going to be more fearful things than good things, in terms of the world news, the situation in the country, the things we are going to see in the news or be hearing around. There's going to be more negativity than positivity. I mean, that's the fact. I mean, let's just accept the reality. So that, you see, we know how to prepare ourselves psychologically. spiritually, emotionally, physically. We are going to see things, and worse things are going to happen in the world. So as you hear these things, how you are going to react is the main differential. That's what's going to make the difference, whether you are still going to be in the faith or you are going to fall away. Because let's not forget the whole, I mean, Jesus also talks of that the love of many is going to grow cold because iniquity is going to abound. You know, the world, we are beginning to see things that Jesus talked about, and we are going to see more in accelerated mode and in increasing intensity and all that. As he describes it, like in Luke, where he talks of like the signs would be like his, like birth pangs. Birth pangs increases in intensity, and then the duration between the duration between the pangs also shortens. So increase in intensity, shortening of the events. So we've seen more things happening more frequently and in greater dimensions and in greater, with greater effects and all. So we are seeing things, we are going to hear things and all. But the bottom line is, how are we going to react when we hear and see things? How are we going to react when you hear fuel is being sold 27 cities? How are you going to react? How are you going to react when you hear the shortest structural route is taking 5 cities or 6 cities as the shortest distance, the cheapest car that you can have on the shortest distance is, let's say, 5 cities or 6 cities. How are you going to react? How are you going to react? You see, these are the realities coming. These are the realities coming. I mean, so let's, me, I say it as it is, but these are the realities coming, so that we know and fortify ourselves well in the Lord, building our faith. This afternoon, I was having a chat with my sister in Accra. We're talking, and she was saying that now the way we've reached is, if you don't have faith, build and walk by faith, you are in trouble as a Christian. And she said this, we are in the time where we have to live by faith. And it's true. We are going to get to the point where you know that it's only God that can really, really make a difference in your life. But we see, we shouldn't wait till we get to that point. So But you see, the mistake a lot of people make sometimes, or it's like, oh, when the time arises, before we will try to build our faith ahead of time, like we will wait. So when the situation really gets that bad, before now, we'll be serious and build our faith. And let me liken it this way. You don't go to a gym today or this evening, and then tomorrow morning, your biceps are rock solid like a robot. There's no magic wand that you can build your muscle body just overnight. No. I mean, you just don't build your faith suddenly. You have strong faith. Yes, there may be exceptions and all, but it's a process. Building your faith is a process. It grows. You have to grow your faith. It grows. So the earlier you start, the better. Now is the time to start building your faith. It's the time you have to start building our faith, really learning to trust in the Lord, getting into His Word, getting into prayer, waiting on Him. He should show us how to do, when to do, what to do. We need to get these things done in our lives earlier than later. We don't have to wait. So when the situation is so dire and it's like before now, you remember you have to call on God. Now is the time. You see, prayer there, you can pray ahead of time. Prayer doesn't say like, you can pray like, oh, 2023 hasn't come, so there's no need to pray for 2023. No, you can pray for every day ahead in 2023. And when those days, when you get into that time, those prayers will be activated as and when you prayed it. If you pray for 1st January 2023, whatever prayers that you prayed for, when you get to that 1st January, the prayers you pray for that day will be activated. if you pray for 30th September, so far as God gives you life till that day, the prayers you pray for that day will work that day. You see, so we also have to be strategic in knowing how to pray ahead of time. Ahead of time. That's why, see, ask yourself, why is God interested in letting his children know what is ahead? For what reason? So that we know what to do. That's the main reason. What to do as he leads us, physically, spiritually, whatever. But see, it's also good to know what is coming ahead, as he's been doing, showing his children what is coming and all, so that emotionally too, we are fortified. You see, like, listeners of this program, sometimes I get messages, like, when some of the new people see it, and it's like, hey, but then when you said it, just as you said it. You see, when we are aware of things like this ahead of time, when we see it, we are not shaking in our spirit, man. We are not shaking because it's like we know, oh, it's even strengthened us. Oh, child, God is really a living God. God's word is true. God's prophecies are true. So it even boosts your belief in God because you know that, yes, God said it through his children, prophets or whatever, and it is happening just as they said it. So it really strengthens you to believe in God the more, because the same God who said this is that is going to happen, the thing happens, then that means, oh, I can believe in that God the more. So see, he's giving us these clues and things to help us to trust in him, that he, the same God who gave us the notices that this will happen, that will happen and all, is expecting that we'll also trust that he who is telling us these things are going to happen will be the one who will see us through those times when those things happen. That's why it's important to pay attention to the fact that we have to trust and build our faith in the Lord more than ever before. Because the arm of man will fail. And we've seen it. We know. I mean, it's obvious. You don't have to get into that. The arm of man will fail you. But God will not fail you. That's why we have to strengthen ourselves, build our faith, so that fear does not overtake us. Fear does not overtake us. Because if we don't equip ourselves spiritually, fear, you know, fear is a very strong force. That's why it says it's a spirit in Second Timothy 1:7. Because it can paralyze you. It can paralyze you. It can really, really, really change your life if you don't take control of it and resist it. So the fact that we are hearing things and we are going to hear more things that can shake us means we have to really renew our mind, tell ourselves that, like, I like the song. Because he says, I no go fear, I will not fear. You are fortified. You are telling yourself that I will not fear. And I like it the same way the psalmist says is in Psalm 23. You know, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And you keep repeating this over and over. I will fear no evil. I will fear. You repeat it and you say it out. It's in you. You repeat it as often and as many times as you can. So if it doesn't matter. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil. So it doesn't matter the condition. You can, as you recite it, you can put whatever condition. Even though I walk through the economic shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Whatever. I mean, you can, you build your faith by, you see, Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. As you say these things to yourself, your faith is building up. Your faith is building up. I will fear no evil. You say it. You say it. You quote these verses to yourself. So you say it. You say it. You see, because if you don't counter fear with the word of God, what else are you going to use to counter fear? You see, so we have to equip ourselves with the word of God and use the word of God to counter the fear that an enemy will push through us. Because he will take advantage of the situation. He will just want to capitalize on the news. He will capitalize on the situation, the events and happenings in the world and whatever, in the country, in your home, in your office, whatever. But you have to be determined that, no, I will not allow the enemy to cross this line. If he pushes fear, you also press the bottom of the word. You speak the word to counter it. Fear not, only believe. I will not fear. I will fear no evil. You know, we have to really get into the word. Get the relevant verses that you need for your situation to counter the fear that the enemy will be pushing into you and all that. You see, as for hearing, we are going to hear. Seeing, we are going to see. But as to how we are going to react is what determines or what depends on us. That is what depends on us. Yeah, someone will say that they won't listen, they won't see. But for how long? You can't stop yourself from not seeing all that is happening. Eventually, you see things. When you enter a shop and you look at the price tag on some shelves, it's enough to push fear into you. Oh, yeah. I mean, these are the realities. By all means, so far as you are alive and you'll be hearing things, by all means, you may not listen to it yourself, but you'll hear it somewhere in passing. Someone will be saying it and you'll hear it. It's still enough to bring fear into you. What do you do? You have to resist it. But with what? Then the word comes in. You see, so let's make a conscious effort. Start getting the relevant verses in the word of God. Those that will help you to build your faith. Those that you will be reciting. Say it over and over and over and over to make you really strong. This is the time to be prepared for the times ahead. I've been saying it over and over, and I'm still saying it. Because the reality is the reality. Oh, yes. The reality is the reality. There are some things we cannot change. I've said this before. There are things we can pray to change, but there are some things we cannot pray to change. We can rather pray to endure and pray to go through it. And what the world is experiencing or is going to experience in the weeks and months ahead is one of such things where we cannot stop it. Nobody can stop it with prayer. No. Because if we have to stop some of these things, then the word of God, Bible prophecy too, is being curtailed. And so far as the word of God is true and has to be fulfilled, we cannot stop it. Rather, the Lord shows us these things and tells us and advises and all that, so that we depend on him for him to see us through it. That's the whole essence why he gives us advance notice, like intelligent information, advance information, so that we plan ahead. Because when he shows his children some of these things, he tells them, normally when people tell me the prophet, those who see things, the Lord shows them what is coming and all that, one of the key indicators is what instruction follows. And you see, you realize that the Lord will say that pray about it, like pray to stop, whatever. But in most cases too, now what is happening and all that, is pray for his provision, pray for his wisdom, pray for his guidance, pray for him to protect you, pray for him to take you through. So when the instruction is like that, and you say, no, me, I'm going to pray to stop it, you are praying in vain. It's a wasted prayer, because he, the one saying this, says you cannot stop it. But I can take you through it. I can carry you through the season. And you say, no, as for me, I'm going to pray to stop it. That's why there are some prayers we pray and it's not answered, because we are praying amiss. So let's be led by the Spirit of God to know how to pray some prayers and when we should pray those prayers. It's important. That's why we should go deeper into the Word of God now. These are the times to fall in love with the Word of God. We need the Word more than ever before in our lives. We need prayer more than ever before in our lives. We need the guidance of the Holy Spirit more than ever. We need to build our faith. We need to build our faith for divine provision, for divine direction, whatever. We need to grow. We really have to make the effort seriously to equip ourselves spiritually. To equip ourselves spiritually so that we are not caught off guard by the coming circumstances, the coming storms in this life, the coming storms. It's, you know, there are some things I don't want to say on radio, so I don't just go there. But, you know, it's not a pleasant situation. The states of the world, the economy of the world, what is ahead, it's not really a pleasant thing. Because, you see, there's one prophet in Accra. There's one church. One of the church members is a friend. We talk a lot sometimes on these things. And when we started discussing some of these things, nothing at all was on the horizon. It was all calm in the world. It's as if nothing was going to happen. You see, so that's where you know these are the true prophets of the Lord, because at the time when they say ABC, there's nothing. I mean, nothing shows that this thing is good. How can it happen in a country like Ghana? But as time progresses, you begin to see signals of it. You begin to see signals of it. Stronger, getting stronger, getting stronger. But we are still not there yet. So you know that then, that means you have to be serious with what the Lord says. You see? And when I talk to this lady, she tell me, he keeps repeating it. Because he is sure exactly what the Lord told him is coming to pass. So he keeps warning the church, they should be ready for what is coming. They should be ready for what is coming. And I've said this thing is largely on this program. I've been saying some already and all that. There's a reason why God gives notices to the children so that they can be prepared. They can be prepared. Because they are those the Lord told that his children should be like Joseph. What does it mean? It's obvious. The story of Joseph in the Old Testament, we all know what he did. Egypt, Potiphar's Pharaoh's dream on food. What did Joseph do? You see, so when the Lord gives the instructions, he expects the children to start doing something. He expects the children to start doing something. And the warnings have been coming and coming and coming and coming. But looks like a lot of Christians these days have lost interest. So largely people have ignored the warnings from the Lord. And eventually when some of these things unfold, can we blame God? No. He spoke loudly and clearly, but people didn't pay attention. That's the sad part of some of these things. But it's still not too late. Let's get back to God and ask him for guidance, whatever we have to do, for his direction, what to do and how to do things. And I believe he himself will give us the way forward, the wisdom, and, you know, the provision as well. All right, so this is Eben, Issues of Life, and just about ending. I believe you've been encouraged this evening to be serious to the fact that we have to build our faith. We have to equip ourselves seriously for the times ahead. Yes, for the times ahead. It's so important we are strong in faith, because we are going to need it a lot in the times ahead. All right, so let's end with this song again. So I'll be uploading this to the website. I believe there's been delays in some files and all that, but tonight, this weekend, I'll get this one uploaded as soon as I get the recording. So good night and God bless you.
Go full of faith, no fear. I know they fear, no fear. be afraid. No fear. I know they fear. I refuse to be afraid. For those of you in Canada that don't understand, I know they fear, means I won't fear. I know they fear. Those of you around the world that don't understand, I know they fear. I know go fear. It means I won't fear. I refuse to fear. Do you understand me? So make this your declaration in this new year, in 2022. Make it your declaration. Say over yourself again and again. Good things are coming to you. Bad news are not coming to you. Bad things are not coming to you. Your portion you will receive. What is yours you will have. What belongs to you, you will get. No man will take your portion. No man will take what belongs to you. The Lord will preserve what belongs to you. This year you will lead many to Jesus. This year you will know Jesus more, and you will lead many to Jesus. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This year, Lord, you go ahead of us. This year, you are aligning everything. This year, things are falling in place for us. This year, all the land will yield for us. This year, Lord, you go ahead of us. This year, you are aligning everything. Things are falling in place for us. This year, all the land will yield for us. So I.